Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to the Alan Levy Show. This is a special edition. We had a little miscommunication on the author's side of the house, David Baldacci, who's scheduled to actually be on my show on December 1st, but they mistakenly said it was November 24th. So I went back to the author. I brought out the firepower, and Marla was so gracious, and she agreed to join me. How are you, Marla?
Well, sometimes you just have to do things flying by the seat of your pants. And
exactly.
I just told the ladies we were going to have a show, and I thought, well, we might as well have a show.
Exactly. Why not? And then we were just chatting about the chat room, whether or not the chat room should be opened prior to the show starting, and I think it should be. And then you're like, well, we should have the chat room open all the time, and hey, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Here we were talking about trying to make lemonade out of lemons, and we had a great idea come out of it. This is how we work.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so today you were on a show earlier with Women's Day, right?
Oh, that was,
how was
lovely.
That
was fun. It was Jane. Jane is the editor, and Jane, I'm just blank on her last name, and I just saw it on the Chestnut. She's editor in chief of Woman's Day, and has interviewed me one other time just before she published one of my articles, and I was telling her that it was the hardest thing I ever had to write because I had to stay within the bounds of 1,200 words or less.
Oh, that is tough for you, huh?
I have a big mouth. I can't help it.
That is very funny. So that went well, and of course, when I first met up with Women's Day, Jane Chestnut, I mentioned the Fly Lady, and of course, we know the Fly Lady. We love the Fly Lady.
Well, I think they need me to write for them, don't you? I'm
Absolutely.
Learning how to write within, 500 to 700 words, so they need a column from me each month. I'm typing
that out.
I think
that's a great idea. Did you speak to them about that?
Oh, no, I haven't spoke to them about that, but they will.
They will like it.
It'll be fun.
I think you're right. I think your audience, I think what you're talking about would be very relevant to their audience. There's no reason why it wouldn't be.
Well, my audience is
it
their
is
audience. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Very similar audience.
It is. It's the same demographics as anybody that has a home, and it just works.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, tell me more about this fellow that's going to be on next week.
On December 1st, so David Baldacci, he's one of the most, he's written 17 novels, some of them made into movies. He's one of the most famous fiction writers there is out there, and he focuses a lot about government, security, terrorists, those types of things, those mysterious thrillers. And he's often cited by President Bush and President Clinton, for that matter. They brought him into certain situations. They both have said that his books were amongst some of their most favorite reads. But he also has a foundation called Wish You Well Foundation, which is a foundation about literacy in America, family literacy, and focusing on the 100 million people in America that are really illiterate and working on and programs to improve that.
Well, teaching children to read has been one of my platforms for many years.
Not just children, by the way, Marla.
Yeah.
Not just children, right?
But we need to keep educating the children. Don't let them fall through the cracks. And then educate the ones that do not speak English as a first language to be able to speak and read English, which would help them greater in our society. And then also the ones that have fallen through the cracks and couldn't read. And I've known people like that.
Right. So you know, he'll be on next Monday on the 1st of December.
Well, I was interested in the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation that he's a part of.
Yeah, that's fascinating, too. He's a national ambassador to the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. I thought that was very interesting.
MS is a hard disease, and it takes a lot out of you. And we have many of our members who are diagnosed with MS, and it changes their lives, but we give them ways to be able to function, and not push themselves too hard.
And what are some of the things you're doing? I know there are a few medications that help. There's no cure for it, but it can just just lessen some of the side effects of multiple sclerosis.
Well, my neighbor, Dr. Ludwig Kemp, explained to me what MS was once upon a time, and we had a friend who went blind in one eye, and he drew a picture of what the optic nerve looks like and what MS does to the optic nerve, and he made the analogy that MS attacks the lining of the nerves so that they short circuit, similar to what having an extension cord and having the sheathing from it, the plastic come off, and you know, you get shocked. Well, those transmissions are going out into other places instead of where going back to the brain. And he drew this wonderful picture, and in fact, his book, Kempe's Guide to Neurosurgery, is in its 13th printing. Huh. He's 93. He just left my house, and he's just an amazing man. And he drew the pen and ink drawings for every type of neurosurgery there is. So having him explain to me with a drawing of what MS was really helped me to understand it and to help other people.
Right.
And he believes that stress levels help create this, your body attacking these linings of these nerves. So we all need to keep calm, us type
right.
A personalities.
Yeah.
Alan, I'm talking to you.
Right. I'm generally calm. I mean, we have a lot going on. I have a serious case of ADD, but I will tell you that I generally don't feel stress. I can't get too stressed with hard work. You don't either at all. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's a lot going on, and we have a lot of responsibility in our respective lives, personal and business and so on, professional. I think we should get him on the show, on our show, in the evening one evening, you know, maybe.
Dr. Kemp?
Yeah, why not?
He has a very heavy German accent, and he might like it. I don't know. That might be interesting. it keep him in, you know, he's sort of isolated now. He feeds the birds and doesn't drive a whole lot. He drives locally, but 93 and driving, and he's just as sharp as he was, you know, just to, since I've known him. So I've known him for 12 years.
There's so many people with MS, and maybe it's a sign of more stress in our society, and it just seems to me there's more and more people now that I know who have got it, either friends of mine, parents, or younger, you know, a little older than I, but it just seems like it's more common now.
I don't think many years ago we knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor has it, and she's had to retire, Pam Young's sister, Peggy Jones. And it's just a hard disease, and it just takes your life pretty much, not literally, but, and it can. But your quality of living is diminished because your muscles are firing without you telling them to, and sometimes your legs don't work well, and you lose your eyesight, and you're not balanced well. My friend that has it, she just has a hard time with balance, and it's just tough.
Right. Well, hopefully they'll continue to find some cures. I know there's this drug called Tysabri, which is not a great outcome, and I know they've done some other work there. So Anyway, what do you have in store for Thanksgiving? And again, if anyone wants to call in about anything, we talk about Blog Talk Radio, talk about the Fly Lady, talk about whatever's on your mind, you can do that at 347-677-0649. And Marla and I were going to actually just have a chat on the phone, so we figured we'd just do it on Blog Talk Radio. Why not? We created a show in around 4 minutes.
On the fly. And then I sent it out as a tweet to everybody, so maybe we've got some fellow Twitter people. I don't know what they call themselves.
Tweeters.
Out on tweeters.
Tweeters.
Well, Ms. Kelly calls them tweeples, so there's
tweeples.
Lots of
That's a good one.
I thought that was a good one. I think she heard that from somebody else.
Yeah. No. That's Twitter really is an amazing platform, if you really think about it. There was a big article today. One of the blogs had written about Twitter, and that they were recently approached by Facebook and about selling the company to Facebook. And they were banting about a $500 million valuation. Which is, you know, remarkable. But, of course, Facebook had a $15 billion valuation that Microsoft put in, which is, you know, not really where they think it is today. So some pretty big numbers thrown out there.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But
I had written a...
Go on.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, just the fact that you have to say what you're going to say in 140 characters or less.
Right.
That really gets us to the point.
Which is great. I mean, you could run, you know, the tiny URL and preserve those characters. It's such an innovative idea, and it's you know, they should be commended. I think, you know, we have created an innovative idea here too, Blog Talk Radio, where we have this type of a platform. It is not on the growth trajectory, but I was looking at some of that growth. They went from, you know, 100,000 unique visitors a month to 6 million or 4 million in the United States in October. You know, from about a year. That's remarkable growth. But we've gone from about 100,000 to, you know, maybe less than 100,000 to about 1 million unique people in October.
Tell me about the term unique. What does that mean?
Right, so unique visitors versus visits. So if you visit a site, you know, once a month, then you're a unique visitor. If you visit multiple times, so that's why with many websites, the uniques are lower than, you know, the total visits going to the site.
Well, okay,
you know, so
I've been using I learned this from Twitter, and I needed to shorten a URL, and they had a little drop-down box that said tiny URL and bud URL. And, well, I had an uncle named Buddy, so I picked the bud URL thing and clicked on it and set up some, you know, bud URLs so that I can see where people come from when they come to my site, if they've utilized the little URL that I've put in the emails or on the show. I have been having so much fun with those because I love numbers. You know that.
Yes.
I've created 69 of them. Well, the first day I did it, I sent the ladies over to look at something funny on YouTube, and we had about 10,000 people within an hour go look at this thing on YouTube. And the Bud URL guy saw that I was using Bud URL, so he sends me a tweet that said, "Thanks for using Bud URL. You are a top user now."
Yeah, that is very funny.
Yeah, that's quite funny. And so I got to talk to him on the phone and told him some things that I would like to see happen about developing some different platforms. And I said, okay, I did the same talk with him that I do with everybody I deal with, is how are you going to make this a viable platform so that it sticks around, because I really like it. I want everything to pay for itself. And he said, well, we have some things, we're planning on some things, and he's always going to keep a portion of it free, like you're doing, and let it grow. And he set up this wonderful system, and I opted for the one that gives me unlimited abilities to see numbers.
Right. Well, you know, Twitter itself is, you know, that's been a debate, you know, on what they, you know, what their model is, you know. So, you know, they don't seem to be that concerned. And it's interesting. The model for Twitter is going to be interesting, ultimately, what it's going to be. Because if you think about it, who goes to your page and there's very few people that go to your profile. So, you know, that's the issue that they have here is, you know, how are they going to monetize it? Are they going to put a tweet in the stream? You know, it's really unclear. So,
I look at people's profiles, especially when I can't make out what the picture is on
right.
the little ID, and I want to see it in depth a little more. And it's just, you know, there's some really cute pictures out there. Nobody's complained to me that I have my Fly Lady cartoon character, but I wanted to keep you know, Kelly and I, not anonymous, but so that you would know it was actually us talking.
Right, right.
And that's what they really love. When I reply back to them, when one comes to my cell phone about 10 o'clock at night, then they had just started following me, and I subscribed to Tweet Later or something where it would automatically follow them. And so they send me a thank you, and I reply back to them, and they're blown away.
I know. Hold on. We have a call. Suzette from Oregon is on. Hi, Suzette. How are you? You're on the Al Levy Show.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Well, welcome to my show, and Marla's on as well. And how are you, Suzette?
I'm doing really good, and I actually called in just to thank Marla. I am a baby fly baby. I have 13 days of a shiny thing to end,
Isn't it fun?
It really honestly changed my life so far.
It's something about that shiny thing makes you shine from the inside out.
And I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever seen. I mean, your system, as soon as I read it, I just sat there and cried. But the shiny thing.
Well, that's probably good because when Marla wrote it, she probably cried.
Well, I was determined not to beat myself up, and I didn't write it, Alan. It sort of evolved one habit at a time, and then I started teaching people what had worked for me, and so I really never sat down to write it until I wrote the book because it was all in bits and pieces.
Well, thank you so much, and I've passed it on to my mom, and she's excited about it too.
How did you become aware of it?
I passed on to my sister because we're all housework challenged.
Suzette, how did you become aware of it?
Pardon?
How did you become aware of the Fly Lady? How did you hear about her?
You know, I actually was searching for frugal Christmas decoration ideas because we live on less than $800 a month and food stamps, so frugal is a big deal. And somehow, just following links, I just stumbled across it, and I literally sat there and cried. And I've gotten rid of, in those 13 days, I've gotten rid of over 150 pounds of stuff. My sink has been shiny every day, and I'm rebooting my laundry. I mean, it's just amazing, and the forums are so helpful, and my husband is so proud of me, and he's a fly guy now. He does his 15 minutes a day, too, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You have a tough chore feeding a family and living on $800 a month. Leanne has written an essay once upon a time. Well, she used to feed her family on $50 a week, a family
Well, we
of four.
Have $800 a month in money. And then we do get food stamps. We don't have a car. We use public transit. And, you know, occasionally if there's something really important, I'll call my mom or I have a really good friend that lives right behind me. But, you know, pretty much we get by on public transit and feet. You can
so
do
you
it.
You get your exercise in at the same time.
Right. There's no extra for anything. But, you know, everything has been so helpful, and it's something, you know, most of the systems you have to go out and buy all these organizer products and yada, 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 yada. And this system doesn't ask you to do that.
No.
You can do it with
what you have
in
your
house. I can buy baking soda and vinegar online to clean with, or, you know, with food stamps to clean with.
You can use plain old soap, too.
Soap you can't buy on food stamps, so sometimes soap is scarce.
Well, with all the cleaning stuff we have under our bathroom sinks and our kitchen cabinet, under our kitchen sinks, we probably all have enough soap in our home to be able to clean for the, 100 years. Because all it takes is just a little elbow grease. You don't even need soap in the toilet as long as you swish it every day. Well, we got another call. Thanks for calling.
Okay, tiny thing I'd like to say. I'm Magic Brat in chat.
Okay.
Great.
That were chatting with me,
I'm
Magic
Brat
there. Okay,
thank you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio as well. We'd love to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another call. Sophia is calling in. Let's just see. Hold on, let me just get that. Honestly, my first time with this cool little chat board. Sophia, you're on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show, and Marla is my guest. We did a little flyby here, I guess. Right, Marla?
Yeah,
we did a flyby. You had a question for Marla, right, Sophia?
I saw the tweet, and I jumped on, and yes, I was very excited to see that Marla was tweeting. I'm a new tweeter myself. I've been following Fly Lady for years and years, and every once in a while I get on and I get off the wagon, on and off. Some years my sinks are shinier than others.
Are you on now or off?
I'm trying to get on, and I was hoping, Marla, that you could tweet your little reminders that I used to get emails for.
We've been doing some of those, but I'm working on a system that will allow it to have automatic tweets, but I don't know if that's going to work yet. I'm playing with some other little things that feed into Twitter, and I'm trying to do it, but I don't know if it's going to happen because trying to tie me down to send out a tweet every hour is kind of tough.
Oh, no. Hey, one a day would be great.
Hey, I do at least do one a day, and our ladies, what we've got to do is get everybody to – maybe I need to do an essay about it. When the reminder comes in, where are your shoes, somebody tweet it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that could be fun.
Well,
there's a big difference,
to give you
too.
A little...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just going
to
say that you have 4,000 or so followers on Twitter, and you have 5,000 with your email.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference there. One
you
day we'll have 100,000 on Twitter.
You will take them down. I don't think how many does Obama have on Twitter? 40, 50,000 maybe?
I thought he had 150,000.
Okay, maybe.
That's
but,
what somebody told me.
There are a few and far between there. So, did you have another question, Sophie?
Well, I wanted to let Marla know what some of her demographic looks like. I'm a homeschooler. I have 5 kids. My disabled mom lived with us until she passed away just recently, and I'm a part of a small army of homeschool moms that share feather dusters and calendars and encourage each other the way you've encouraged us online, and I wanted to thank you.
You're welcome. We actually have a homeschooling program on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know about that?
No, I'm new to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's in fact, I introduced her to Blog Talk Radio. I'll have to get that information, but Nikki knows it. Nikki maybe will post it in the chat. She has a homeschooling magazine, and she does a show on Blog Talk Radio, and I've been on her show before, and she just loves it, absolutely loves it.
Well, that's
and Nikki
cool.
put
Thank
the
you
URL
so
in there, blogtalkradio.com/homeschoolradio. Yeah, I didn't know we had that show here, Marla. See, I'm learning something.
See, I talk about you all the time. Don't your ears
I know. I had a show. I found the show on Technorati today. It's Bipolar Disorder Show, Bipolar Disorder Radio. For those people that have bipolar disorder or have family members, they can listen to that show and get a lot of information about on it. I thought that was kind of neat.
My sister met a man the other day who works with her mentor at Bryan College, and he has four PhDs and is a psychologist, and she told him about Blog Talk Radio, and he wants to do a show with me.
Wonderful. Well, Sophia, thank you for calling. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you in the chat room? Do you have a have you registered yet? And you're in the chat room. What's your name in the chat room?
I think it's either Fiodemom or Yofia. I'm not sure what I put myself in as.
Well, say hello in the chat room and thank you for calling.
Yofia. Okay.
Yofia.
Thank
you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow, we're getting some good callers. I don't know the time, so you're just going to have to tell me.
Yeah, we got about 30 minutes. We have plenty of time here.
Okay.
So there's a show. Actually, Nikki, if you just search bipolar disorder and Blog Talk Radio, you'll see, and you can put that URL in the chat room again. Somebody requested it. I think it's BP disorder, blogtalkradio.com/BP disorder, but Nikki will find it.
My sister was telling me about TED. Do you know about TED?
TED. Oh, yeah, sure. TED, I've heard of. I know it's a big conference thing, and TED is a,
She thinks I need to sign up for it.
I think, sure, why not? I mean, I think they're the quote-unquote intelligentsia, which I'm somewhat cynical about because Blog Talk Radio has never been prominently, mentioned about by much of the intelligentsia online. Maybe it's kind of it's something that motivates me to succeed more. But that's the way it is. We're never viewed as a cool application like a Twitter or something. But it's so empowering. I mean, you use it in so many ways.
I use it every day practically. What Patty was saying is maybe we could get in through sort of the backdoor effect of how Fly Lady utilizes technology to help promote world peace, or not, for lack of a better word, world peace, but health in our society, and not just locally but globally. We cross all borders with the internet and help people to get rid of the clutter and the chaos in their lives and help them to live healthier well-being altogether. And maybe we could, the use of the technology, which Blog Talk Radio and Twitter and Yahoo Groups is all part of that.
I think it's a great idea.
It could be a way to get some talk going.
No doubt. I applaud your efforts.
I'm not good at promoting myself. I'm better at promoting you.
Okay, well, I'm good at promoting you too, so we're even.
We're good.
Yeah, we go into every meeting, and I say, by the way, do you know the Fly Lady? And you go to every meeting and say, by the way, do you know Blog Talk Radio?
You know about Blog Talk Radio?
It's very convenient. No, that really works because no one could accuse me of, like, touting myself. So if you do it for me and then I do it for you, then that works.
It's never a dull moment. Well, it's because we believe in what each other does. You've seen Fly Babies in person, up close and personal.
No question. And not only that, I see the testimonials you had gotten. A testimonial over the weekend. We should probably read a portion of it if you have it still available.
I get hundreds every day. Which one?
Which was the one that you just sent me
about? Oh, the one that talked
about Blog Talk Radio, right? So if you could
about
try
how
that one.
The use. I can't do it and talk at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
if
true.
I don't know that I can.
You don't have as severe a case of ADD as I do, then. So
I have to stay focused. Literally, Nikki says she has it. Maybe she'll come on and read it for us.
Right.
Because I can't read it. Yes, Nikki, we want you to read it. Please, sister.
I got it.
Hello.
I found it already.
Okay.
Oh, you got
all
it,
right.
Nikki?
You have it?
Nikki's going to read
it. I do,
it.
But
Nikki's
if you have
it,
yeah, I would love to read it. It's
why
actually been one
it?
Of my. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, why don't you read
it's been
it,
one
Nikki?
Of the best. It's been one of the best testimonials I've ever read.
Okay, so why don't you read it, please?
Good morning. This is to Fly Lady. Between you and Blog Talk Radio, my life has changed so much. I have been a Fly Lady for some time. I had my routines and was doing such a good job. My house is starting to look better. Then you moved to Blog Talk Radio. Good move. I listened to all the shows. Bought no excuse workout program, ordered Leanne stuff. I was doing so good. Then I heard you and Alan talking about the cinch. I did some checking into it. Bingo. I called in and recorded my morning routine with your CD playing in the background. I did the routine right along with the music and talked myself through it. I put it on my iPod, and now I have a recording of my morning routine. Wonderful.
I have since done a daily routine, afternoon routine, and evening routine. I just put on my iPod and I get my routines done, and I'm listening to your music in the background. It has helped me on those days that I just don't want to get started. Thank you for doing what you do, and thank you, Alan, to help me get my routines on my iPod. Peggy.
That's just wonderful.
It's very nice.
Look what you've done, Alan.
It's just nice.
What came out of your brain and, you know, got translated into something that I pushed out to everybody.
Lives.
And
yeah.
we get to change people's lives together with your technology and my big mouth.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm trying as hard as I can. My mouth is pretty big, too, but it's going to take me a few years.
To catch up with what I've written. I've written 50,000 things.
We have about 200,000 people, actually, that are on Blog Talk now through our email list. So we're getting there. But I appreciate that. And the fact that we can change, we are changing people's lives here. It's without question. But
in Dallas,
did
you see the lady that had her feet tattooed?
No, I didn't see that one.
She had in a semicircle on the top of her foot, right at her toes, she had tattooed, "Baby steps will get you there."
Wow.
And
that's a testimonial for you.
I was just blown away. I mean, that someone would tattoo something I had said. And she said that we had literally saved her life. And it was just so special. You were there. And
just
to be a part of it. Well, Yahoo sent a film crew, and they did a video. And, Nikki, if you can find the video link I sent you this weekend and put that in the chat for everybody to see, it's just the cutest video of we had a three-generation Fly Baby family there. The grandmother, the mother, and the little girl. And the little girl's name is Marin. And she's this cute little 8-year-old. She may be 9 years old now. I won't call her a little girl. She's a young lady. And she's the one that talked me into putting a lullaby and a cool-down song on my new children's CD. Because she liked to listen to me on my God Breezes from the last CD that I did. And she says, "I just need to go to my room and listen to my God Breezes." And that was me talking her through cooling down and getting quiet. And so they did this interview with the three of them. And I just wish we had a video player to be able to put it in for them to be able to see it right now in person. But they can all go look at it. Nikki's going to put it in the chat. And it's just
you could post the HTML up into your profile page, which I have video in my profile page.
Oh, that's true. Nikki says she'll do it. Don't you just love giving Nikki orders while we're on the show?
Yeah, I know.
That's cute.
There's so many ideas. I have a lot of my job now. We're hiring this guy Chris Hogan and someone else joining as a sales executive here. We're really excited. Because we're talking to major brands, and many major brands already use Blog Talk Radio, like HarperCollins, Department of Defense, and Sun, and we're talking to some of the largest companies in the world. We're going to Bentonville, to see Walmart in December 8th and 9th, which is really exciting. And actually, there's a couple of Walmart mommy bloggers that just expressed interest in starting a show, so we have to introduce you to them, Marla.
Oh, I would love to meet them.
Yeah, they're great. So I have been, kind of talking with many major brands about what they can do with Blog Talk Radio, what could they do with Cinch. One of the conversations I had today was I sent an email out to Goldman Sachs, who is a friend of mine, works at Goldman Sachs at a senior level. And I suggested, I had dinner with him on Friday night, and I said, well, let me ask you a question. How do you communicate with your employees at Goldman Sachs? And he's in a position where, people, he'll have a message and he wants it distributed to all the employees. He says, well, I record this message and then we send it to everyone's voicemail and that's how it works. I said, well, what about using Cinch? Here it is. You can create that message and then that message can be distributed to, their email, through their iTunes, through an RSS reader, and so on and so forth. But then you can have you know, the research department covering healthcare. They could do their own cinches. And what about that? So, you know, just so many different ways. And you yourself, Marla, finding different ways to use the platform.
I've left you cinches.
You have left me, exactly, and how I should be writing my book, which I'm terrible about doing.
Kelly and I did a cinch and had it downloaded before you took it. Got on a plane and you listened to it on a plane and started your book on the plane.
Well, it helped me, and I still have that work. I wrote out like 25 things that I should do as an entrepreneur, that kind of the things that I feel success, you know, what are the things that has helped me be successful? And you helped me focus through that cinch. So
focus is what I help people do.
Yes.
Put on the blinders and just do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Did you know you can do anything for 15 minutes, and then you get to stop and do something else?
Yeah, 15 minutes. That's true. I mean, you can really do anything in that length of time.
And well, you don't have to finish it, is the thing. You get to just focus for that 15 minutes. I did a cinch one time for Nikki and talked her through focusing, so she was trying to multitask. And I said, honey, multitasking doesn't work for us. Because what we do, we do everything, nothing ever really gets finished because we're so spread too thin. So if you'll just focus for a little bit, and she uses that practically every day, she's told me. She takes it, puts on her iPod, and does the same thing that our testimonial writer did.
Yeah, sounds great. We have we're on a call today on the show. We have Marla, the Fly Lady, and the call in number is 347-677-0649, 347-677-0649. I wanted to want to see if in our blog we have a. I don't know if are you a reader of our blog, Marla? Do you subscribe to our blog?
The
Blog Talk Radio blog.
I don't think so.
You should subscribe to it because it's really the place where we can talk about the key things that are happening on Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me how to subscribe to it.
Well, if you go to blog.blogtalkradio.com, or if you go to the homepage and you'll see a link to our blog, you simply go to the blog. I'll show you that right now. And you can just say, here, subscribe to the blog via RSS. Or by email.
I don't understand the RSS. I don't have a web page or a home page that I could put an RSS reader.
Yes, you do.
I do have one.
RSS, your RSS home page could be either Google Reader. There are many RSS feed places where you can capture an RSS feed. An RSS feed, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, which really means that you can subscribe to it. So every time that we have a blog post on Blog Talk Radio on this site, blog.blogtalkradio.com, if you subscribe, you're going to get this in your feed reader. Now, my Yahoo account has a feed reader on the home page. So if you go to Yahoo and you go to my Yahoo, and you can see that you could subscribe to blogs and blog posts.
Really?
You don't necessarily need to visit all those websites, but you can subscribe to the ones that you want. So if you go to the blog now, blogtalkradio.com, you'll see that we have talks about Tom Arnold is on a show later today. We have other news and the midlife gals and all kinds of different content that's happening on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Tom Arnold was on one of my shows.
Beth and Mom
RN. That's
yes.
Tamara. You met Tamara in Dallas.
Exactly. So
she's got
an
amazing host.
Yes, I know you did. She's great. So I encourage you to register for our blog. Again, you can find that on our site under blog or at blog.blogtalkradio.com. One of the blog posts that I wrote about today, and which is going to appear in our blog, and it's also going to appear on my blog, called This Side of the Bridge. I'm just launching it. Remember, we talked about our respective blogs, and mine is called thissideofthebridge.com. Meaning,
I love that.
Yeah, I'm on the New Jersey side. Actually, if you go to thissideofthebridge.com, you'll see it. I think you can actually find it via that URL. I'm not sure. It may be blog.blogtalkradioblogs/AlanLevy. But one of the articles, Seth Godin, who's a famous blogger and marketing expert, did an article today about the New York Times. And what he was coming up with a series of ideas for the New York Times to adapt to kind of get out of this mess that they're in, and it's probably the most challenging environment in the history. And I've been thinking about the New York Times. I've been thinking about newspapers and their challenges, and I feel that there is just no turning back to the damage that's going to occur, that's occurring for newspapers, for a few reasons. One of them has to do with the revenue models, of course, are so different. And, you know, with the newspapers getting, you know, delivery fees or subscription fees along with advertising and newsstand sales versus, you know, a far lower ad rate, CPM or advertising rate on their website. That in itself would be enough to destroy them, because, of course, the New York Times cannibalizes itself by publishing the most recent news on their website. So really, why do you need the newspaper delivered? But there's something a little deeper, and I explored this in my post, and I'll send it to you when we launch it on our blog, and I'll send it to you. I was thinking about it, and, you know, when you decide to get a newspaper delivered to your house, you have how many choices? A daily. You know, I have two, the New York Times and the Bergen Record. And my view of it is, I think if you go to Blog Talk, ask Chris where it is. He has the URL, or Amy has the URL, Nikki. So anyway, if I think like in New Jersey, I could either get the Bergen Record or the New York Times for my daily newspaper. So I choose to get the New York Times. Because there's only two choices, the New York Times really can dictate the rate that I pay. And I pay the rate because I'd like having a newspaper delivered to my house.
See, I don't have a newspaper delivered to my house. We used to have.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. We used to have a local paper that was a daily paper, but the delivery got so shoddy that Robert got really upset because he didn't have the New York Times crossword puzzle on the weekends. And he just said, I don't like this anymore, so we just started buying him Will Short's books. And he was
right. Happy. Yeah, I'm probably going to cancel because I very rarely read the paper during the week anyway. But on the weekend, sometimes I like to be offline, you know, turn the paper. It's not a bad thing. But the interesting thing about it is that while the New York Times is only one of two choices that I could have to get a home delivery of a daily, or maybe the New York Post, online, I have hundreds of choices to read about what Obama's latest vision is on the economy or what's going on in Iraq. It's not one or two or three. It's thousands. And I don't even have to leave. I don't have to go to their website. I can just pull it in via an RSS feed and just read it from my Yahoo page or my Google page.
You can build your own newspaper.
Exactly. With news, but actually, which is commoditized. So it's really fascinating what's going on. I mean, the New York Times has got this enormous editorial staff, but guess what? I mean, this content is purely commoditized. I mean, who has, you know, how many publications? Is it Reuters, is it AP, the journals, CNN? Everyone's publishing the same information.
Yeah.
And I don't see any way out of this.
Because AP is the original RSS feed.
Right, that is true.
And a lot of the local newspapers take that feed for them to be able to build their newspapers from that. Because I know I just did a story with an AP reporter, and it's run all over the country.
So I don't see how the New York Times, with their hundreds and thousands of employees that are banging out articles, and they're preparing these things to the moment. I mean, you know how hard it is to keep current with things. And
yes,
it's not easy. And think about the challenge they have for revenue that is at 1/100th that of the current revenue streams.
So, it's just mind-boggling that you've got to keep up with, just as I was telling Jane today on Woman's Day Radio, that I have my writing has gone from being 1,500, 2,000 words to 500 words. And getting less and less because I'm adapting to the way the society is. If the newspapers today do not adapt to what's going on in society, then they're going to be antiques.
But it's not even that. It's just structurally broken. They can't overcome this. They just can't. I mean, again, there's so much. I think news is commoditized. And the delivery of news, when you have a home delivery, a newspaper, there are a few choices. And that's what we've had all these years, and now that's gone. So, is CNN.com any less credible than NewYorkTimes.com? I don't think so. Maybe, for example, if I want to pull in Tom Friedman or William Crystal of the Times, I can just pull it in via an RSS feed. So I think they've cannibalized. I think that the web has destroyed this industry. To me, and I think magazines suffer some of the similar fate, although with magazines they really can get into profiles.
Yeah, and magazines have longer legs, as they say. Magazines stick around a while, but the Internet sticks around a long time. Now, I've noticed with Twitter is very short-lived.
Yes.
My emails have a longer life. My emails have about a three-day to five-day lifespan, and then I tell them to dump them.
Is that right? So 3 days lifespan where people can actually...
They're in their inbox,
where
and then they clean
up them.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I can see that with those bud URL. I only learned that recently with the bud URL links to see the life of them. Yesterday, even though I had done a couple of new links yesterday, I had 10,000 links on link throughs on old links.
Amazing. We have a call from Jenny, so let's take that. Jenny from Indiana. Jenny, let's get her on. Hi, Jenny. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Where are you in Indiana? My son goes to school in Bloomington at Indiana University.
In Schererville. It's about 30 miles from Chicago, actually.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Alan Levy Show, and I understand you have a question for Marla.
Yes, I do, Marla. It's great to speak with you.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're with us.
Good. I learned of you about a month ago at a homeschool group meeting that we had. The mom was speaking about getting everything done, and she mentioned one tool that she's found was flylady.net. I jotted down the address, and I've been trying to grasp the concept, and it makes a lot of sense to me. The first step I did.
Don't think too hard. Just shine your sink.
Thank you. I'm seeing that. But I reserved your books at the library, and the first book available was Body Clutter. So I'm three quarters of the way through that. I've been looking at your website, and I have Sink Reflections sitting here to look at next. But the first thing that helped me was we were trying to find some room in our garage to put our air conditioners away since it's cold now. And usually I would drive my husband crazy. What do I do with this? What do I do with that? But with your baby step concept, I just said, what can I do right now without asking? And I couldn't believe how much I got done without even bothering him.
Oh, wow.
And I just think that is wonderful. Just being able to realize that it's not as big of a deal as you think. Just look at what's in front of you and take it a little bit at a time.
It's just baby steps. Many people, you know, we have a lot of members that are single moms and single people that have homes that they need to take care of. And a couple years ago, I wrote a home maintenance control journal. And believe it or not, you can do most everything you need to do to keep your greatest asset viable and keep it up to date. And it's just a simple thing of doing those baby steps.
Right.
Tom built us last week, gave us a mission that we needed to check all our hoses. The hoses are, you know, cut off all the water and take your hoses, undo your hoses. Don't let your hoses freeze up to your faucets outside. and get that done so that you don't have, you know, busted faucets and water leaking everywhere and making a big mess and ruining your hoses. So drain your water hoses, store them in the garage, and you know, get those put away. So home maintenance is quite easy. Cleaning out a garage can be easy if you'll just take baby steps. And I know because my garage used to be a big mess.
I know one thing our boys are getting in their stocking, that would be a timer, because I went out and bought a timer, and I have to fight for time with the timer. They take it and they time. It is. I'm throwing a fit. I need to get something done. Give me my timer.
Kids love timers. But you know
they
you can
do.
Use music as a timer, too.
Yes.
You can put on some fun music, and that's why I developed two CDs. One for adults and one for children, but what I'm finding is that the children's CD, the adults are loving just as much as the kids do, because it's every genre of music.
Right.
Hey, Alan, have you heard that CD yet?
Yes, terrific. Very good. Really enjoy it.
Now, could you tell me on emails, I'm finding I don't have enough time in the day to look through everything. Is there a way just to get the daily mission and the reminders of the...
What email program do you use?
What is my email account, like SBC Global?
Do you use Outlook or what program do you use to get your email?
I might be a little more computer talented than you are.
Well, look, when you're in your email program, look for something, do a search on something in the help section on filters.
Okay.
But you get to delete every day. If you
right.
don't get to look at them, you can just delete them. But see, the subject lines kind of tell you what to do. So all
right.
of them fit together. So when you've got 5 minutes, you can read a testimonial if you haven't
okay.
filtered them to your trash. I recommend getting all of them, and it's only 15 a day.
Okay.
And you can do anything for 15, you know?
You're convincing me, and I'm hearing my mother the last few days tell me about getting ready for Thanksgiving, and I know I'm going to get her this book for Thanksgiving, I mean for Christmas, and I keep reminding her, Mom, you can do anything in 15 minutes, and I remind her.
Wait. You're quoting it wrong.
Okay,
not,
tell me.
It's not in 15 minutes, for 15 minutes. Because I don't expect you to finish things, but you can do something for 15 minutes, and then you get to stop. So you can
I
do
told
anything
her about your
for 15 minutes.
I told her about your reverse scavenger hunt.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And she liked that, to where she didn't have to stay on task, because she'd go in one room and start doing something. I said, well, set your timer for 15 minutes and do that then.
Alan doesn't know what that is. It's when you have something in your living room that doesn't belong in your living room. So
yeah.
you take it to where it belongs, in your bathroom. And then when you're in the bathroom, you grab something that doesn't belong in the bathroom. And then you take that to the bedroom. And when you're in the bathroom, you grab something and doesn't belong there, put it back in the kitchen. So.
And what about when you put it in the garbage because it's junk?
Well, then you have to stop and rest.
All right, well, Jenny, thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
One thing about it, though, Sync Reflections is not a good gift-giving book unless your mommy is a fly baby. So be very
okay.
welcome. Okay. Okay. Marla, why is that?
Nobody wants to be told they're a slob.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it would not be good for a mother-in-law to give a daughter-in-law. In fact, I totally... Don't do it. I mean, you're going to break her heart. Nobody wants to be told that you think they're messy people. My fly babies are creative, loving, fun-loving people, and I wouldn't want one of them hurt for anything in the world, and I at least don't want my book to hurt their feelings. When they're ready, they will find the book. And, you know, the mother can say or the mother-in-law can say, I just found this fly lady person. She's really helping me. And don't even mention that I think she might help you, too. That's just very hurtful.
All right. Body. Sure. Of course. Body clutter. How did I not know that? Okay. Well, I have a lot to learn.
Well, no, I'm talking about Sync Reflections. Sync Reflections is worse than body clutter.
Well,
as far as hurting
really,
people's feelings.
I would think body clutter is more about, you know.
Hey, everybody that's fat knows they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's messy. You know, they don't necessarily want to admit to that.
Right.
So we got to be, I mean, I had a friend who went to the bank today, and they had a check from Fly Lady, and the lady noticed that the check was from Fly Lady and Company, and she admitted that she was a fly baby to this friend, and it was the first time she had ever admitted to them that she was a fly baby, and he'd been seeing her in the at the bank for 2 years. And I said, well, sometimes people don't want to admit that they need me. And I understand that. I totally understand it. But other ones go to Walmart and they sing it from the rafters, and they're standing in line with tubs of Rubbermaid bins on Christmas, on New Year's Eve, saying, are you a fly baby too? And I don't tell them to go out and buy Rubbermaid bins. I just tell them they think that that's what they have to do to get organized. They don't realize that it starts in their head. And I'm just jabbering on. You're going to have to tell me to hush.
I like hearing you talk. Southern accent. We have a few more minutes. If anyone would like to call in, we'll take another call. It's 347-677-0649. This is this show is originally David Baldacci, who's going to be on December 1st, and hopefully you'll participate, which I'm sure you will if you're available. Hear about his Wish You Well Foundation and really focusing on family literacy, as well as his famous books. He's a top author. His publisher is Grand Central Publishing, and they're part of Hachette Book Group, and Hachette has a station on Blog Talk Radio. They're using the tools now at Blog Talk Radio, so we're very excited by that. But we had gotten an email from David Baldacci's publicist, who was different than Hachette, wanting to come on to my show. So it's really exciting. We're starting to get inquiries from major authors to come on Blog Talk Radio. Today, actually, while this show's live, there's another show that's going on. Have you ever seen the Brady Bunch? You probably have seen that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Marsha Brady wrote a book for Harper with HarperCollins, and she's live on Blog Talk Radio right now. So you have to check out the archive. She's on the homepage, but Marsha Brady was on Blog Talk.
Well, that's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. If you miss it right this minute, you can pick it up in 15 minutes after the show ends.
Yeah.
I love it.
I thought it was very cool. So Marsha Brady was on, and I was a big. Were you a fan of the Brady Bunch when you were a kid?
I watched it every afternoon.
Yeah, so we'll have to get her back on another show. I'm sure she would love it. We'll talk about the Brady Bunch. I guess maybe Greg and the other guys call in.
Well, that
that was a really cultural
reunion.
Like, yeah, exactly. We could have a why don't we have a Brady reunion right on Blog Talk?
Or a Little House on the Prairie. I love
Little House on the
Prairie.
But why don't we do that? Let's do a Little House on the Prairie reunion.
Or
we can't get everyone involved.
We can just talk about Little House on the Prairie, and maybe some of them will call in.
Well, we let them know when we do it, sure.
Yeah, let them
we
be a part of it. Because all of us have stories.
Well, Michael Landon, of course, is
passed away.
But there may be some more people that are living here. So, well, we'll try to get it done. And that would
never
be fun.
Never a dull moment. Yeah.
No. And we have a show tomorrow night. Now is the time. We're scheduled. We should really talk later about what we want to do on the show. Well, we may just
these flying by the seat of our pants aren't too bad. We've had a ball.
No, a lot of fun. So we'll see what we can who we can get there tomorrow night. And there may be a couple of people of interest that like to hop in. So that's wonderful. When is Thanksgiving? When are the family coming over for your Thanksgiving?
They will be here mid-afternoon, Thanksgiving Day, and we usually eat around 4 p.m., and I've been cooking up a storm. Robert says it's better to have a wife that can cook, that doesn't cook often, than one that can't cook and cooks all the time. So
right.
I'm on my once-a-year marathon cook.
Okay.
Well,
I did
cook a little more than that, but I did cook last night. Robert grilled steaks, and We had a nice dinner last night, so I think we'll have leftover chili for dinner tonight.
Excellent. Thank you for joining me. This is the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. My pal Marla, the Fly Lady, was on, and we'll see you soon at the next show with David Baldacci on December 1st. Have a great day. Thanks, Marla.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Okay.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.